Hello and welcome to the Wellness Group. This is Nat Nissen. We're talking about emotional eating. And emotional eating, I don't know anyone who hasn't done it, who hasn't experienced emotional eating, stress eating, binge eating, overeating. Now, binge eating is just emotional eating on steroids, really. And what we're doing is using food as an escape, using food to feel something other than what we want to feel, using food to distract ourselves from stress, sometimes using food to binge because we have been on a restrictive diet. So that's our way of, that's us pushing out and rebelling. There are so many reasons why we emotionally eat, and it's different with food because food is all around us. We need food to survive. We need food to be nourished. We need food to really thrive. And we should also be enjoying our food, which is one of the reasons why I dislike being hypnotized against certain foods. I don't want to be hypnotized, as I've said many times before, against a food that I really enjoy. What I want to do is learn the skills of how to mindfully and consciously make a choice to eat that food, not to sit in front of the TV and eat a packet of biscuits and have that packet of biscuits gone and think, where did that go? Not only am I still hungry and want more, I still feel empty. I still feel what I don't want to feel. But I didn't realize I ate the whole packet of biscuits. That's mindless eating, and that's what we don't want. So these are skills that can be learnt. They're not taught, unfortunately, when we're younger, but they can be taught when we're older. And we'll notice this everywhere. You can stand in any supermarket at any time and you will see some poor mother that is trying her hardest, her child is crying, and she gives them a chocolate to stop them from crying. She just wants to get out of the supermarket. She's exhausted. She's trying not to upset other customers. And she gives the child a chocolate to say, "There, there, feel better. If I give you this chocolate, will you shush?" Something along those lines. I've seen that numerous times, as would have you. Now, without knowing it, this mother is teaching her child that when they are feeling poorly, when they are upset, that chocolate makes them feel better. We see in the media, on TV, in social media, and boy, do we have a lot of media surrounding us now, more than I think we even realise. We see on social media that if we're bored, it's cool to eat these chips. Or if we're cool kind of people with lots of friends, we drink this fizzy drink. Or if we're stressed at work and don't have time to eat, this is a cool snack to have. There's so much misinformation out there, and there's so much surrounding us regarding food and emotions that we don't even realize we're surrounded by it. So while I am completely in the realm of taking responsibility for ourselves, we also need to understand that we are being blindly led by much of society into emotional eating and into that being the norm, when it's very far from what we want as the norm. So with emotional eating, usually what happens is you emotionally eat, you realise that you've eaten the packet of chips or the packet of biscuits, you still don't feel satisfied. You're still in a stressed state or an upset state or an angry state or any state that it is that you're trying to escape from, which is why you're using the food. You're feeling sad, frustrated, whatever it may be. You still have those feelings, except now you've doubled up on them because now you're feeling guilt around emotional eating. Now you're feeling like you've failed yourself because you promised yourself last time you wouldn't do it again. But you validated when you were doing it that it's only one more time, or I have a particularly, I've got a lot of stress in my life right now, so I'm going to be, this packet won't hurt because it's just one more, because there's a particular amount of stress in my life right now that's more than usual. Or something really bad happened today at the office. And people also use alcohol, come home and de-stress. Now, there's nothing wrong with enjoying some alcohol, but what we don't want to do is use it for the wrong reasons. We want to be using food as something we truly enjoy because it is enjoyable. It is yummy. We have taste buds for a reason. We want to be nourishing our body because we want to be thriving. We want to have optimal health and peak performance. We don't want to just be feeling okay. We don't want to be putting up with the aches and pains. We don't want to be putting up with feeling tired, having digestive problems, skin problems. We don't want to be lacking quality sleep, having insomnia, all the chronic illnesses that are quite overwhelming now. So what we want to do is really feel what's coming up, and it feels uncomfortable. Now, whether you want to feel it at the time or you're going to emotionally eat, you're going to be feeling it anyway. If you emotionally eat and don't feel it fully at the time, what you're doing is just putting a lid on the pressure cooker. You're still feeling it underneath. It's still bubbling underneath. And each time, each day goes by that you don't feel it, that you don't deal with it, you're turning up the heat. You're not taking off the lid and the pressure is building up. And then by not dealing with those feelings, and then by dealing also with having feelings of guilt, etc., because you're emotionally eating, and you've still got those feelings of frustration or sadness or anger or whatever it may be, while you're still not honoring yourself, eventually the pressure cooker has to come off. And that can come off in a number of ways. That can come off with an extreme case of binge eating. That can come off with road rage. That can come off with being particularly unkind to those around you. That can come off in any number of ways that are really unsupportive toward yourself and others around you. It can come off with you just continually emotionally eating, continuing to do that. But you continue it to do it in such a way that you start putting on a lot of weight. You start getting symptoms, digestive symptoms, headaches, not sleeping well, skin problems, aches and pains. You start feeling particularly uncomfortable in your skin, and you start really reacting to the world in a different way. Now, I think on my last podcast, I mentioned a few days ago I had a headache. And the way that I reacted to the world, to our manager, to our staff, to everyone around me was completely different than in a way that I react when I'm feeling great. And it's simply what it is. When we're not feeling our best, we can't give our best to ourselves or anyone else. So when we're not feeling comfortable in our own skin, we react to the world instead of responding to it. We react to the world in a way that isn't truly us. And there goes the circle. There goes the circle of, I wish I didn't react like that. I don't feel well. I don't feel comfortable with myself. I feel bad for saying that to that person. I was a bit short with that person. I feel guilty. I'm going to go home and emotionally eat. And there's a big circle that goes round and round and round. And this is something that we need to learn to stop. This is a big social change that we need to stop. And I'm seeing a lot of this, especially in the professional world. And when I say the professional world, I mean the corporate world, the entrepreneurial world, the professional world in management, upper management, where there are stressful jobs in an office. I'm seeing this a lot, where people are turning up and not responding to each other in a way that is constructive and creative and productive for themselves, for each other, or for the organisation. Nothing's getting done because people are not at their best. Nothing's getting done because anxiety and depression are at an all-time high. Nothing's getting done because we are using food as an escape. We're using alcohol, prescription drugs. So if you're in the emotionally eating phase, stop. Just stop. Sit down. Breathe. Feel what comes up and let it come up. Name it. I feel frustrated. I feel angry. I feel sad. And say why. I feel really frustrated because that person at work did this and this happened and that happened. And then I felt really, really annoyed and frustrated. Own those feelings. Have them come up. Feel them fully. And then release them. Being aware of our feelings and being aware that we are actually emotionally eating is the very first step to stopping this and creating change, creating social change in the world, which is what we need. If you'd like any more information on this topic, please don't hesitate to contact me at nant@corporatewellnessgroup.com.au, and I will look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye for now.